prophetic happening type of day, a day in the spirit from before the sun came out until, well, it just hasn't stopped yet, but I have several things that happened I want to share with you. The word says if you'll believe the word of God, you'll be established. And if you'll believe his prophets, you will prosper. And I come in the spirit of prophecy here tonight to be a blessing to you and share what God has put on my heart. And I will just start with my day. I got up early this morning. I'm usually up and at the track at 5:30 in the morning and just doing some things. Well, I didn't go to the track, but I knew that there were a couple of things I wanted to do at the beginning of the day, which included me going to Walmart and returning some movies, so I didn't have to try to figure out another time to put that. And I knew I had to go to the post office to mail in some taxes, some quarterly taxes. And sometimes I procrastinate and think, well, I'll do that at this time or that. I said, no, something inside of me said, I'm going to do that this morning. I'm going to take care of all of that this morning. And I went by the track, but I did not walk at the track, but I went to Walmart and returned my movies, and I was going to the post office, and I pulled into the post office parking lot. It still wasn't daylight yet, and I had my envelope with my quarterly taxes in it, and I was walking up the steps, and I kind of unloaded on the Lord a little bit. I said, well, Lord, here I am, still rendering to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And the Lord, he said, you know, son, he said, yes. And here I am, still blessing you because you haven't denied me. You did everything I told you to do. You stood where other people ran and hid, tucked their tail. And he said, you haven't denied me what belongs to me. And I've opened up the windows of heaven. And I want you to understand that. And he said, I want you to relax today and let me put in you and speak to you and to speak to those that will be there and those that will hear by streaming. And he said, I want you to tell my people, I know. Just tell them I know. How many of you know what that means in here? I know. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been lovely. It's been a little bit scary, hasn't it? He said, I want you to know that I know. And he said, but I want you to let me have you this day and speak to you this day. And he says, because all through your life, the day that you turned your life over to me, I've put supernatural blessings in your life that they didn't come from the east and they didn't come from the west. They didn't come from the north and they didn't come from the south. They came from heaven. Right down on you, on your family, on the work that I've called you to do. I was telling Kelly a few minutes ago, Lee Yeller was here. Some of you remember him. And we were talking about this building for one reason or another. We were on the square at the time, and he said, well, son, take me by it and see it. Lee Eller was a self-made millionaire. And I said, well, I don't want to mess with that. I just had a talk with a fella, and he's trying to hold us up over that building. And I said, I left the bad taste in my mouth. Lee, there's all kinds of buildings in this city. We can build one from the ground up. And he said, well, Angelo, son, he's old enough to be my dad. He said, I'd just like to see the building. And I pulled in this parking lot, and he grabbed the steering wheel of my car, and he stopped my car, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he said, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I claim this building for this man, for the work you put in his life, for his family, for his church family, and for a multitude of people that will reach all over the world. I say, why did you do that, Lee? He just got it done. And, well, we just went on. There was a fellow that had control of all of this here, and he wanted an astronomical amount of money for it that had nothing to do with the truth. Or, you know, you can't sell a building like this for profit because it's a 501c3 nonprofit. And he didn't understand that. Finally, I just said to him, you know what? You're going to give this building to me. If you don't, it's going to become the biggest laundromat in Paris, Arkansas. And I left it at that. Ernie and Mary might remember this next part I'm going to tell. We went on, and for the next 5 years, every payment was made on this, not by us, by somebody that wanted to play hardball with old Brother Angelo and with God. And I just happened to be on an 8-day fast. You and Ernie knew about it. I'll try to tell you things. Do you remember it yet? On the fifth day of that fast, 5 years later, that man called me up and said, Brother Angelo, see, he'd had all kinds of problems. Life had turned a shift on him. Some of the things that he did wrong begin to come back on him. Be sure your sins will find you out. That's what the Word of God says. And you don't want to be against what God is doing. You always want to be with God, what God is doing. And he called me up and he said, you know, I don't want that to become the biggest laundromat in Paris, Arkansas. He said, Angelo, if you'll take that building, I'll walk away from it. I'll just walk away. I said, well, if you insist. Now, what did we do? He paid 5 more years on this building. We saved 5 more years for this building. And when we bought this building, we bought it on a 15-year note. We paid it off in 2.5 years. We called Larry Baker from Paris, Texas, and he was standing right over here on this stage with a container in his hand, and we gave him the note, and he fired it up right here, and we burned the note right here. Who saw that? Anybody? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Now, I want to say to you, don't let these times fool you. Sometimes in the midst of adversity and seeming like everything is against us, I literally said at the beginning of this plague, I said, Lord, are we in the end of times? And he said, go to the Word, son. Go to the Word. And I began to look in the Word. I just want to say humbly, and not for any, I just want to say from this pulpit, I believe we're in the end times. I believe that we're at the beginning of the end. And so we just went on, and I entitled this message, Showers of Blessings. Showers of Blessings. For today was a day of divine intervention in this preacher's life. And I'd like to read my first verse in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, a prophet, and verse 26. And he said there, I will bless my people and their homes. I'm going to bless my people. I'm going to bless you and you and you and your home around my holy hill. See, it's people like this here that's here on a Wednesday night. And in the proper season, see, as we wait for the early and the latter rains that he has for all of us, I will send showers, the showers that you need. There will be showers of blessing. And the Lord said, title your message, son, Showers of Blessings. For this ministry represents a lot of people, and there's going to be a lot of blessings. not just one blessing. Some of you have seen God do supernatural things here. Well, anyhow, I thought about that. Now, the kind of blessings I'm talking about are the ones that weren't supposed to come, the ones that weren't planned, just blessings. See, on that eight-day fast, Mary, if you remember, I wasn't thinking about that, but God was. In 5 years, and on the fifth day of that fast, God broke it, and this became ours, and so much more. And this is just the beginning. Your children will see things that are awesome till the day of the Lord is at hand. So, and unexpected. It's one thing when it's expected. Well, I'm going to get my check this week. Well, that's, yeah. Millie, we know what it's like to suffer. We know what it's like to ask why. Why did this have to happen to us? Back in the early days of March, Millie took a terrible fall. She was going to retire anyway, starting in October. And many things happened to us, and we wondered, you know, how we were going to make it at first when we first started getting her retired and everything. And Millie, up until, she had enough work hours, sick hours, to make it all the way until last Friday. All that time. Now, we had thought that two paychecks ago that was the end of it. But it wasn't. She got another paycheck. And then Friday, we were sure, and she goes, oh, my gosh, I got another paycheck, son. And that was unexpected blessings. And God has unexpected blessings for you, if you can believe that, if you can believe a prophetic word coming your way. And, you know, I went with the truck and trailer to pick up the food today, and it was so hot out there for the workers. And there was Dwayne. He was on the back of the trailer. And I said, Dwayne, come on in this cab of this truck and get cooled down. He said, no, I'm okay. And the truck was an hour late. It was an hour late, an hour more heat. My phone right here, I've got it down. It says that Scranton will be 101 degrees today. Well, I begin to look at all those people begin to work, and they had a purpose, and they were going to fight through. I didn't see anybody go home. I seen more workers there than I think I've ever seen. The people of Scranton and the people of this, we're working together. And it was hot, terribly hot. And we got the job done. And by the time we got to the church and we pulled in here, we have to cone off the front of the church. There are so many helpless, hungry people. More than I've ever seen before. And as I pulled in and looked out to that sea of people, they were waiting. What were they waiting for? They were waiting for the gate to open. And there was more people and more people and more people and more people. Did you notice that, Mary? I think this was the most I've ever seen. How about you? Do you remember many years ago when we stood out there and that water was coming up to flood us again? Pointed that my finger at that and said, you're going to go backwards. I command you. And that water immediately went backwards. Now, how does that happen? Well, that's a miracle. That's all you can say about a miracle, because if you can say anything else, it's not a miracle. It's just a miracle. Well, and I saw all these people. And when I went home, the Lord dealt with me, and I put this Facebook post on this morning. He said, you know, Lord, Angelo, my people, they are they're hurting, and they're having to experience this. And he said, I want you to give them a word this morning like you do from time to time. And here was the word. This was early, before the sun came up, or right about the same time. I just got home and sat down. don't allow yourself to be controlled by negative thoughts. Use the name of Jesus and the Word of God to pull those thoughts down and to make them obedient to the knowledge and the will of God. We're in a spiritual warfare. The only way that we can lose is if we just won't use the weapons we have and put on the full armor of God. If you'll just say to the spirit world, in Jesus' name, my family's going through. Me and my family, we're serving the Lord and we're going through and we're going to be blessed. And you've got to believe that. You've got to believe. And so we went on. We got here with all that food and we said, Brenda, did you notice how many people were here? So many, huh? It was more than I could. I've said it, but I'd never seen it like that. And the Lord told me, that's nothing. He said, I'm going to give you so much that it's going to have to expand your tent. You're effective. You're going to help people because this church loves to help people. And it's wonderful. So I put that down, and Millie and I came back to town for a minute. And we went and had a bite to eat, and God said to me, I'm opening the windows of heaven for my people like never before. And we went back home, and it was about 3 o'clock, and I fell into a deep sleep. Millie fell into a deep sleep next to me. In the front room, in the chairs. So don't any. You know, we do that more often than we have ever done before. Well, I woke up, and it was time for me to work on a message. And the Lord just told me, I've got a couple of good messages. They'll come in time. But He said, I want you to talk to my people. And He said, I want you to tell them out of the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. I will never leave them. I will never forsake them. So when I woke up, I grabbed my phone and I looked on my phone. And Jeremy, could you post that picture? And this is what I saw. This is a game camera. Now, here it is. It's in the middle of the day. It's hot. Can anybody see what's up there? That's an antler. That's a buck out there at a time they're usually not out there. Now, I had my curtains closed in my big room. I have a big room that's about 20 by 40 with 12-foot ceilings, and me and Millie love it so much. We filled it with more junk than you can believe. And I said, I'm going to go see if I can still see that buck out there. So I went out there. And as I got up from my chair in the living room, I noticed it was kind of dark outside. And I heard the noise. I thought, that's the air conditioning running. And I went out there to the big curtains that we got. And see, I can look out there and see, totally see that buck if he was out there. It's right where I can see him right there. And I opened my drapes, and I've never seen it rain harder. It was coming down in showers after showers after showers. And I looked at that. Oh, my gosh. And the Lord, as I looked at that rain, He said, Angelo, if you can count those raindrops, you'll know just how much I'm going to bless you and every family at Paris Christian Center and people that go to other churches. We're going to bless them. People that are hungry in many places, we're going to feed them. And I was in such shock. I texted a couple of people. One was Brenda, and I forgot who the other one was. I said, Shelley, I said, is it raining in Paris? Nope. Son, I told you. I know your address. I know how to bless you. And I was standing there, And it just didn't rain for a second. It rained for a long time. I think it totally rained for 45 minutes to an hour where we live. And he said, now I want you to go out onto the porch, and I want you to look at your thermometer. And it was 11 degrees cooler than it had been. That rain overwhelmed them. And where you live too, Brenda, Charles, did it rain there? He's saying no. And where were you, Russellville?
I was in Russellville.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is that the Lord said, I just want you to know something. This is not an ordinary rain. This is the rain of my promise. I'm going to rain on my people. I'm going to rain on them. I'm going to rain on them so many blessings, they're not going to be able to count them all. And I'm going to answer all of their prayers as they pray, as they believe. I'd never seen anything quite like that when I saw. And the Lord said, but my people have to think my thoughts. And in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, I'm going to read a very, very well-known place. I've preached from it many times. And hear this. This is a word. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. If you believe that you've seen good works come out of me and out of this church and my family, then you need to believe this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think about things that come out of the Bible. We can't see a verse in the Bible that God says he's against his church, or that he doesn't love his church, or that he doesn't love you. He loves you. He loves me. And he's just getting started with us. How can you, I ask, Lord, how can I say that in the midst of, we've got about 7,000 people dead in Arkansas now from that plague. Last week, 204 babies contracted that terrible affliction. How can I say that in the midst of, we just tucked our tails and left Afghanistan? How? He said, son, this is the time to say it. He said, people will remember you said it. You said it now. You said it now. And I'm saying it to you now. Where nothing says things are great, be expecting the unexpected blessings from God, like what's happened to our house. And understand this here. I used to say this. I'm going to say it again. Say with me. Somebody needs me. Somebody needs you. Millie, I've been with this woman for 47 years. Get up for a moment. And we were going home. We'd been to Paris, and we were walking up the ramp to our house, and Millie said,
it thundered real loud. And I looked at Angela, and I said, well, here comes the rain. And I just walked in the door and walked over to my recliner and sat down.
And we both fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
And
know that rain's coming.
I'd like to say, and I'm faith man. I said, amen. I looked and I said, yeah, right. Here comes the rain.
I drove right through.
Good. So we've been together for 47 years. And I want y'all to be together for 47 years. I met somebody in the parking lot together. Today, they've been together 66 years. And I want to make it 66 years with this lady. We want to serve you till we die. We want you to remember all the promises that God has made to you. Kelly, stand up for just a moment. Come up here with us.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you might not, and I don't know who this is for, you might not know the answer. You may not have the answer. But if you know who has the answer, you can get the answer. Amen? Amen.
And if you know the answer, you know the answer. If you know the answer, you know the answer. You may not know the answer, but you know the ultimate answer. Millie, stand on the other side of our pastor's daughter. There's nobody like this girl. This girl has taken the vision of Paris Christian Center to a higher level than ever before. Isn't she lovely? Her and her husband. Amen. Amen. If I thought he would come down here, I'd just ask him to come down too, because I'm going to speak over both of you. That, well, thank you. She has a look. That's, he's coming. We're going to put him right here with us because he's wonderful. He's been kind to me. I'm afraid to ask him to do something because he's never said no, and he's so busy. And this couple right here need our prayers like never before. And I'm going to tell you guys something. You're going to see some, you're going to see things that Millie and I have never seen. We're going to see some of them with you. We're willing to stay as long as the Lord wants. But many years ago when we were in Branson, do you remember that? And I said, I want this church to go to Jeremy and Kelly. Do you remember that? Do you remember it, huh? You're not just saying it because we were at the, I think we were at the chateau on the lake. And all of your sisters were there. And it was, now, don't anybody take this wrong. But this is the best son-in-law I got. I mean, and I love these two. And I promise you, we're getting that building. The same way we got it from another person. We're getting that building. And it's just going to happen because God said so. And God uses Puerto Rican dudes from Chicago like me to tell it like it is. And I'm just believing to declare right from this place here. Do you remember brother's name? What was Darlene Hunt? What was her? Leroy, what was his brother's name?
Kenny Kenton.
He said, Brother Angelo, years ago. Now, don't get mad at me. I'll just tell you what happened. He said, I don't think there's anything wrong with me going to the casino if I pay my tithes. Now, you might not like this. I said, I don't either. I mean, I don't know what to say to you. But he said, in a serious moment, more than one time, he said, Brother Angelo, We're at Darlene's kitchen table. He said, I've seen Paris Christian Center. It's like a wagon wheel and spokes. And them spokes keep going out farther and farther and farther and farther. Mrs. Parsons said, I've seen people running into this church backwards. They were jumping across that ditch over there. By the way, we bought that property over there. And she said, they're coming in by the power of God. And we've yet to see the biggest part of these promises. You have to understand, for all the promises of this place are the promises for your houses, your homes, your bank accounts, the things that you're praying for. And I'm asking you today, yea, I believe it's God saying, cast down those imaginations that don't go along with your dream and your prayer. Cast them out. And we've done this before. I'd just like to do it again. Millie, put your hands on Jeremy. Can we just pray for them again? Brother Larry, would you pray, please?
Yes.
Does anybody else want to pray over Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Kelly? If you do, just stand up right now. We're going to continue with this service. We have been on our knees for a long time. We're going to just serve communion tonight. Would that be okay? Everybody here, if I want to just serve